I'm glad you could make it back again. And we're gonna start things like we usually do. If this is your first time here, then follow my directions. If not, you know the drill. First, we're gonna get all comfortable in our bed, pull the covers up. Get yourself nice and toasty with the pillows nice and fluffed. After you did that, you're going to clear your mind. You are going to think of nothing. A black piece of paper is the best thing to think of right now. Just darkness. Great. Now that you've done that, I want you to fill it all that darkness with white. Make it all white. Like there's snow on the ground. Fill it up with white. And after that, put the sun in the sky. So there's a little bit of brightness coming down on all that white. Now that the sun is there, we're gonna add the skyline and a couple clouds and a dark blue sky. But the ground is still white. Excellent. Imagine a helicopter in the air with you in the passenger seat with three other people. The sounds of the blades going on over your head. And the pilot in the front maneuvering the helicopter to the base camp. Now that you know you're in a helicopter, we're gonna start thinking, we're gonna start dreaming of why you're there. You are there in search of a very rare yellow penguin. This yellow penguin is very rare. And the odds of a yellow penguin being found are 1 in 1,000,000. They are so rare because they usually don't make it to adulthood. Because they stand out in the ocean, they're bright, and they might get swooped up by whales or other scary monsters that live in the Arctic. But you're on your way to photograph it. You know there has to be one, and you are determined to find it. You and your team are a couple minutes away from the base camp where you guys reside in during the day and night. You migrate by snow plows, by the snowmobiles. You take down the tent. You fold all your bags and you load them up into the snowmobile to move on to the next penguin sighting spot. And you love your job. The cold weather and all of the penguins around you. You've always had a thing for penguins. How they walk, how they swim, and their habits. You have books and books of penguins that are photographed, and you can't wait to add this yellow one to your collection. You keep flying in the helicopter, and the time slowly decreases from a couple minutes to about 30 seconds before you land. The helicopter pad is open for you to land out, and the pilot signals a clearing of the landing. You slowly descend onto the ground, open your door, and your feet hit the earth's surface again. The powdery white snow crunches underneath your boots. As you look across the landscape, flat land, as far as the eye can see, lots of ice. And this is why the Arctic is so special, because you can see a penguin up to thousands of feet away. You can see a penguin with the help of your camera and telescopes thousands of feet away. There's no mountains to block it. Just flat land. As you enter the base camp tent, it's nice and warm. Your generators are chugging away, eating the gas that you brought, and in turn generating heat. Your generators keep the stove running when it's on, provide little amounts of heat during the night, and help keep your cameras charged so you can take the photos if necessary. This is your fourth week out here. You only have one coat, two pairs of boots, a few shirts, and a pair of snow pants. Lots of socks and underwear too. You need those. But you take a fresh set of batteries, put them in your camera, and head out. This time you head out alone. You knew something was different. Plus, you just wanted to have some time alone, do with your thoughts. The snow crunches underneath your boots, and the wind howls. Walking in a straight line is very hard to do with the Arctic winds. You'll either be blown to the left or to the right. But you enjoy it here. You have your skiing goggles on, so the blinding sun that reflects off the ice doesn't blind your eyes. Safety first, always. And you keep walking across the snow. You just know that you will come across this penguin. It's been so long. You've tried for so long. But finding this yellow penguin will mean so much because you have dedicated years for research, months for planning, everything is on the line here. And you keep walking, hoping your feet will lead you to the penguin. But you reach the end of the water, the end of the ice, and the water is right in front of you. And off to your right, a couple meters away, you see a yellow head pop out of the ocean. After the yellow head comes a white and yellow torso. Yellow flowers protruding on the top of the head. You are in awe as it slips onto the ice, regains its balance, and walks around. You take your camera out and take photos of this bird. You knew it could be done. You knew you would find this majestic bird. Just as you found it, the sun seems to shine brighter and the temperature seems to get hotter. The air becomes warm, even though you're in 10 degree weather, you feel so much warmer. You can't believe you found it. After about 30 minutes, your walkie-talkie goes off and your photography team wonders where you are. They pick the radio up and say, "Boys, we found it. I have photos of the yellow penguin." And you turn the microphone off, turn the radio off, because it might scare the bird away. You turn on your location so they can find you. And about 20 minutes later, you see three heads come into view, all with their own cameras, all to take photos of one bird. This bird that you've been looking for years. You are finally at peace with yourself because you found it. After an hour or two, the bird, the penguin, hopped back in the water and swam off. You turn around and retrace your steps back to the base camp to upload your photos onto the World Wide Web to prove to everybody who never said it would exist that it does really exist. These photos might change the course of history for penguins as we know it. You walk back more content than you'll ever be in your life. Hopefully you're asleep, baby. I love you. Dream of me.